In the White House speech marking the first anniversary of the war in Iraq, President Bush said today that every country has a duty to fight and destroy the threat of terrorism.
No nation or region is exempt from the terrorist campaign of violence. Each of these attacks on the innocent is a shock and a tragedy and a test of our will. Each attack is designed to demoralize our people and divide us from one another. And each attack must be answered not only with sorrow, but with greater determination, deeper resolve, and bolder action against the killers.
The president's speech concluded a week-long effort to boost support for the war on terrorism at a time when cracks are forming in the U.S.-led alliance that toppled Saddam Hussein. Don Gagne is NPR's White House correspondent. Good morning.
Good morning.
It was a full house in the East Room. Who was represented there?
It sure was a full house, and this was designed to be a big show of unity for the White House. There were representatives of 84 countries there, countries that the White House says have been contributors to the war on terror, again, that broader war on terror. I'm just looking at the list here. Afghanistan, the president said, newly freed from the Taliban, had a representative there. Australia, Belgium, Canada, France, and Germany, both of which were the two most prominent opponents of the Iraq war, were represented by their ambassadors. Kazakhstan, Kenya, again, 84 from all over the world. And the president thanked them all for whatever contribution they have made in Iraq and in Afghanistan and in tracking down terrorists.
What did he say about the situation in Iraq a year after the invasion?
Well, he acknowledged that there are still difficult times in Iraq, that there are, he said, still thugs and murderers who have made it their mission to try to disrupt the effort to bring freedom to the country. In some ways, you could call this speech and speeches that other administration officials have given this week as part of the reselling of the war. And we'll listen to a tape of the president here where he really does make that point.
It's a good thing that the demands of the United Nations were enforced, not ignored with impunity. It is a good thing that years of illicit weapons developed by the dictator have come to the end. It is a good thing that the Iraqi people are now receiving aid instead of suffering under sanctions. And it's a good thing that the men and women across the Middle East looking to Iraq are getting a glimpse of what life in a free country can be like.
Did the president say anything about the bombings in Spain?
He did. He put those bombings in the context of other terrorist acts that have taken place in many other countries over the past several years, from 9/11 to Istanbul to the Philippines to Moscow. And in response, though not direct, to word that the incoming Spanish prime minister says he will pull Spain's troops out of Iraq, he made the point, the president did, that no country can step out of this coalition, no country can make a separate peace with terrorists because they cannot be appeased, the president said, and trying to deal with the terrorists will only lead to more violence elsewhere around the world.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.